Welcome to Snack Queens, an auditory taste test where we sample snacks from grocery store classics
to global goodies
to culinary oddities. I'm Elizabeth.
And I'm Sarah.
Are you hungry?
Come snack with us.
Should we eat some goldfish that aren't goldfish?
Yeah, I'm flipping pumped.
I'm so excited.
What do we have?
Tonight we are trying the new goldfish crisps, which are a light and airy baked snack that, according to the ingredients, are made out of potatoes. They come in three flavors. We have the original cheddar, salt and vinegar, and sour cream and onion.
On the back, they have like these like big words, and it says light and airy, always baked. And then it says irresistible. But when I read it earlier, I thought it said irresponsible. And I thought, oh, like you're going to snack so much. They're irresponsible.
Well, you know what? I think they are irresponsible because, you know, I don't know if they still do it because I haven't bought goldfish grams in a while. In a long, long time. But you know how they used to have the little sticker that you could keep it closed? These bags need that.
I think that would be great. And it would be like branding that they could keep the same because the bags are different. They're a different material. They're wider.
They're a noisy material.
I didn't think that they were going to be big. And they're like the same size as goldfish, just...
That was a surprise to me, too.
I wonder what made me think that. I don't know. But I'm glad to hear you did, too.
And I'm looking at the nutritional facts. The serving size for one serving is 44 pieces. And that just feels like a lot of goldfish.
That is, I do like something that I can have in big volume. Feels like I've been snacking forever, but I'm still just at goldfish 40.
What flavor do you want to start with?
Let's keep it classy and go ched.
Okay.
They smell cheddar-y, and I feel like recently big smells have been hitting me from our snacks, and it's just a normal cheesy smell.
Yeah, it's normal cheesy smell. I like the way these look. Like, they look perfectly toasty.
All right, dude.
Cheers.
Cheers. I'm going to have a second one.
Yep.
I'm big into it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's like every single one is like the best part of a potato chip, like the little foldy bubbly piece.
They like, man, I can't wrap my head around how these are made.
It doesn't, I was expecting more a potato flavor, I guess. It doesn't, it still seems like a cracker. It seems like a Ritz crisp.
You know what? It's so similar to that. Very like light and bubbly. Puffy.
Would you say airy?
I would say airy. I would say crisp.
It's full.
I'd say light.
I'd say irresponsible. I love this. 9.
Yeah, I would agree. That's so good. I hope that they stick around.
Yeah. Goldfish, listen to us. We are some of your most loyal fans.
Truly.
Back when we had no money, and I mean no money, we always had goldfish.
We had a lot of goldfish. We We really, really did.
I kind of like lived on goldfish.
Yeah, for not a while. Part of a balanced meal, but we believed it to be so. What are you thinking next?
I'm thinking sour cream and onion, just because that's not always my favorite flavor profile, and I think I'm gonna like salt and vinegar.
All right, that sounds good to me. Let's sour cream and onion it up.
They don't smell too offensive, sour cream and oniony.
I would agree. It's almost a neutrally, not too pungent.
And I kind of like the look of the little chive flakes on them.
I would always be looking to see if one chive could, like, line up and be the eyeball.
Okay. Cheers.
Cheers. That's how you say it.
Ugh. Ugh. It is misleading.
To me, I don't mind sour cream and onion. I'm probably never going to pick it. I would prefer something else. But this was not bad.
Hold on. I quickly grabbed my water and I went down the wrong pipe. And then I was trying to hold it so long while you talked. Okay, sorry. Continue.
I thought it was pretty good and I will give it a 7. But it almost killed you, so you tell me.
Yeah, I'm gonna give it a 4. It was too sour cream and oniony. It was too much for me.
I think that's fair. Before we head over to the last one, I just want to say I really like the font in which they've written crisps in.
I do like that little R.
Yeah. It's just so
cradling
cute.
The eye.
I like that. All right. Let's have a big finale.
These smell delightful.
Now, I grew up wanting to eat the salt and vinegar Hers chips because that's what Karen ate on The Office. And they are, whoa, really salt and vinegary. And sometimes I can't handle it. So
let's see. It smells like it might be, but apparently smell doesn't mean anything.
This is my first bag where a lot of them are like a little puffed open or broken. I feel like all of the ones in the other bags were perfect.
Yeah, the one I'm holding is a little broken and I see quite a few with little holes in them.
I wonder what that means. It's just the vinegar's eating through.
The acid. Okay, let's go.
Okay.
I need a second.
Okay. I think I need a little more salt.
I need a little more salt, but I don't think it's too much vinegar.
No, it's like a nice amount. It's not... What is there a vinegar tongue, like equivalent to sour tongue?
I think it's probably along the same line. Like they're like maybe sisters.
Yeah. I think you could still get there, but it would, you know, maybe at the end of your still 44 pieces. I'll place this right in the middle. Definitely preferred the cheddar.
I'm going to give it a 7. I still really like it, and I'll probably eat the rest of it, but it wasn't a home run like the cheddar.
Yeah. All right, so I guess that's good for them to know if they have to only produce one, like stick with what you know, guys.
Yeah, the cheddar's great. I brought... Part of the reason I picked these was I was like, well, if I don't like them, you know, I can leave them for everyone else to eat. But they're only going to get the sour cream and onion ones.
Well, I'm sure they'll like that. Hey, do you remember when you were visiting and we went to the Pepperidge Farm outlet?
Wasn't that in Florida?
No, we like, I think,
Oh, when
like,
we went to the outlet. Yes.
yeah. I can't tell you what we did in Florida, but that
Well,
felt.
that was, yeah, where we posed outside of the Pepperidge Farm factory.
Yeah.
And then we went to the Pepperidge Farm outlet and took a picture in honor of.
Yeah.
Yes, I do remember that. Do you think that they'll have these there for a
I
good
hope
price?
so. They moved and it is directly next to the Disney outlet now.
Oh, that's perfect.
It's
One
a
of the
pretty good one
few
to stop.
remaining Disney stores.
Oh, maybe I'll. No, I'm gonna go Trader Joe's tomorrow.
Well, off topic.
Yeah. Okay. I'd say overall a win.
For real, I really like these, and I mean, I think we have had snacks that we really enjoy, but not necessarily that like I need them to continue making, but I need these cheddar ones in my life for a while, I think.
Would pick them up at the store several times, I think.
Yep. Ooh,
Yeah.
you know what would be good
Yeah.
if they did a like a loaded baked potato, like a bro trip one.
Honestly, what it would really carry, I think, with this vehicle.
Yeah. Goldfish, call me.
Bet they will.
you got any thumbs up?
I do. Let me take you on a journey that I watched some shows that I want to just tell you I watched, but I don't want to thumbs them up.
Okay.
I watched Apples Never Fall and I watched Suspicion, both kind of mystery things. They hit the spot for what I was looking for at the time. But I don't know that I would recommend them. All I want to do is tell you that I watch them.
What are they on?
Apple and Peacock, I think.
Okay.
I keep suggesting. Well, you know what? Sometimes I get confused. When we do the thumbs up, is it for everyone or is it just for you and I? Because I could stop recommending Peacock things.
It's for everyone.
Oh, okay. I'll keep on my grind then.
Before you get to your actual thumbs up, I would like to jump on this segment of things I watch, but I'm not giving the thumbs up to or a thumbs down. I just watched,
Yeah.
I haven't even finished it. The Gentleman on Netflix.
Oh, I don't even know what that is.
It's there is a
Wait, is
movie.
Theo James in it?
Yes.
Okay, I did see his beautiful face.
Yeah, and that's like a large part of what is keeping me in. And also the fact that it's kind of like Weeds, but like less campy and more
Okay.
like violent. But
Oh.
same kind of concept, like there's a secret marijuana farm on his land, and he kind of falls into all kinds of shenanigans because now he owns this marijuana farm.
I tell you what, if I've learned anything from television, it is just, it's not worth it to sell drugs.
No, it really isn't.
What a headache.
And like he didn't even choose it, like he inherited the land from
Mary
his
Louise
dad.
Parker did choose
Yeah, that's
it.
another big difference. But it's sometimes a hard watch. Like it's pretty gory sometimes. But
Okay.
I keep going back to it, so it's a
Cool.
thing.
I liked that segment.
Thanks. We might want to keep it.
Yeah, that's, I think that's nice. Let us know what you thought.
Do you have an actual thumbs up?
I do. They're all music related. Truly, truly loved Kacey Musgraves' new album, Deeper Well. Really enjoyed the new Bleachers album, Bleachers. And Hozier put out an EP called Unheard. I thought it was stinking solid. It's been pretty cool time for music in Elizabeth's ears.
I love a good music season.
Yeah, I'm about to hit it. There's like pop girly after pop girly releasing. Really excited for Maggie Rogers' new project, both singles that she's released. Well, I heard when I saw her last year, she sang this So Sick of Dreaming song, and she released it as a single ahead of the album. And I'm just like bopping around to it all around town.
I love that.
What about you?
Season 2 of a former Thumbs Up of Ours, Extraordinary, on Hulu.
I watched the first episode, and then more episodes of The Traitors came out, and I was like, oh, I gotta do that so I don't find anything out online. And I totally forgot to go back to it. Thank you for reminding me.
Well, I really loved it. I think it's just so smartly written, and every season, like both seasons now, has started winding down, and I've been, you know, pretty okay with it being over. And then they end on a cliffhanger that I need more of.
Oh, I love that. Let me write that down. Yeah, man, I can't believe I didn't go back, because there was some things that happened at the end of the first episode.
Yeah. Yes. I had honestly forgotten.
Yeah. Oh, what a joy that they made another season.
I know. I hope they get to make at least one more.
Keep my fingers crossed.
I think 3 seasons is for a show.
Yeah, that's a good amount.
Like, don't necessarily.
That's what Grey's Anatomy should have been.
I don't know that I own season 3. I know I own season 1 and 2, though, along with every season of Desperate Housewives.
Yeah. You know what? Maybe I'll watch that someday.
I highly recommend it. I think it holds up.
That, to me, and Mad Men are like 2 shows that matter to you that I never checked out. And like, I need to do my time.
I think probably you would like Mad Men more, but Desperate Housewives is just fun camp. And when I say it holds up, like the show itself holds up, there's some parts of it that do not hold up.
Some of my favorite media has not held up. It's okay.
Wow, we were like really quick tonight.
I think that we were efficient. Well, I honestly think that we snack quickly when we enjoy it more, and we're avoiding when it's not good.
There's a lot more to talk about too when it's, you know, pickle flavored.
Definitely. There's not a ton of insight to bring to sour cream and onion.
Olivia was not at family dinner tonight, but I think I'm going to see her tomorrow. And I brought her the pickle jelly beans, and she is very excited.
I can't wait to hear. And speaking of something from last episode, thank you for putting my extra clip in.
It was a fun surprise.
I was like, oh my gosh, I cannot believe that I forgot this.
I really am loving that game. Do you ever play Vertex?
No, I play a lot of them. Which one is that?
This one, at least for me, does not pop up on the app. But if you go to their website, it does pop up. And you just connect little dots and make a little picture. Now, there's like a little training you go through, and you make a few different pictures. And then most of the time they put today's puzzle behind a paywall, and you can't do it unless you subscribe. And I'm like firmly not letting myself subscribe to anything, even though this is pretty affordable. But sometimes, magically, it pops out from that paywall and I'm able to play. So I check every day.
Okay. Are you still doing your Myrtle?
Yes. I messed up today. I was pretty sad about that.
Ah, you'll get them tomorrow.
Thanks. Well, thanks for crisping with me.
I don't want to crisp with anyone else.
Okay, here was the thought process. I was about to say crunching, but I looked at them and I was like, but it wasn't really crunching. It was crisp.
No, you were correct.
There's a difference. And on that note, snack you later.
Snack you later, Sarah.